put it in Albania, Bulgaria, and they're slopping over into Greek Macedonia. And when she left the Ukraine, she had threatened them to the point that a standing contract for Iran, with Iran, to start nuclear power production, she had caused them to withdraw the contract. There are people dying in Iran because they cannot get power. Now that part of the world is, pardon the French, pissed off. And whether you want to believe this or you don't, makes no matter to me. I'm going to tell you right now, the only reason that you are not in a major, major, major war is because I reason with them. God always provides the way. All they have to do is accept it. And they will. And you will form a bigger league. You will form a greater unity. And you will do it outside of the grasping hands of these Kahila. Your nation is now Israel's homeland. It has been declared that you are under Talmudic law. This is not the Torah of the Judeans or the Hebrews. You are fulfilling in your final days the protocols of the elders of Zion. This is not speaking badly in anti-Semitic terms against our Jewish brothers. Semitism is a stupid thing they chose to, if you cross them, they will call you an anti-Semite, and they will plaster it all over everywhere. And anything that you write, they will say is anti-Semitic. It cannot be. The greatest numbers of Semites in the world are the Arabs. It is a group of people out of the Middle East and Arab nations. It's not a race. Jews are not a race. They're from every race. They're not the little guy that goes over to the synagogue on the Sabbath. These are the ones who are on your place with one intent, that is to get all the property. And you will note that every major corporation, your entire government, they marched through Russia, they marched through Germany, they marched through Poland, they have marched through England and Spain, and now they've set up homeland. Alan Dershowitz will tell you this is the Israeli homeland. Oh, my goodness. Now, what in the hell do you think that makes Farrakhan say? Because the Nation of Islam has said that, at least that north mid Wisconsin triangular area over there by Chicago, etc., is their homeland. Do you see what they do? They set race against itself. They set brother against brother. And in the confusion of everything, when it doesn't go their way, they will hit and hit hard. Do you know what? It doesn't matter a whit anywhere whether or not Clinton is guilty of smooching around or playing around or anything else with this little intern. He had such a history, and this is the way they choose the presidents of all nations anymore. One that they can blackmail. And I don't know about you guys, but I am really, really sick of it. And if you think God does not have a plan to match theirs, then you're wrong. And it's going to be interesting between here and the turn of this millennium. They have a plan 2000, and it's in its final stages. They've already accomplished really everything they need to, but they over-accomplished. They overdid it. And they're going to lose it. Does that mean that you're going to wake up on Wednesday morning and it's all over and you're in control and fairness, light, and wonderful non-raptured love is about you? No, it doesn't. Because you're in a worse mess now than the rest of the world as far as turning around. You see, in Egypt, they can turn around. In Libya, in Iraq, they can turn around. You can't turn around because those bastards are up there at the top. You can't do it. You're going to have to start way down here, right where you started with the Native American Indians. Indian is not even a suitable term. And don't think that wasn't tossed in there just to confuse. There was life on these continents over here in the Americas long before Columbus ever thought about coming over here. And he didn't come over here just looking for the Indies where he could get spices and all of the nice things that they write up in your little bookies. They came over here knowing that there was already people living in South America and Central America. So now we're going to see what's in North America. Read carefully what we're writing these days. And if all you do is open it and say, anti-Semitic stuff, garbage, trash, out with it, you are making the mistake of your lives. Now, who might old Commander be talking about? Who is respectable enough and high enough that we can deal with, that would put up with us? Try coffee, Anon. He's a diplomat. He kept you out of war. And he is our friend. And the ones who work with us, he is this person's best friend. Another one we work with, and these are all a world away. A world away. And if any of you noted the write-up on Kofi Annan in People magazine last week, you will note he went to McAllister College, Minnesota, with our board of director member. We are not dealing with shabbies, but we're going to do it right. And I have greatly appreciated not being nipped at to go into great detail about these things, because we have been a family here while we've been learning and struggling. And it doesn't mean we're through struggling. But I'll tell you, we're over the hump, because as we can see how, we know that we can. And until you knew that we could, I couldn't move ahead. So in all of the things that I tell you when I say they, I want you to know they have a name. It's called the Kahila. We can call them the elite. We can call them the Zionists. But their true name is Kahila. And when we speak of Kahal, it is the Kahila form of government. it is also well recognized as cabal, Kabbalistic. And when you merge the two, Talmud and cabal, you have a Talmudic, Kabbalistic form of Kahal government. And you will hear them in their courtrooms. In the Simpson trial, you heard it. If it didn't mean anything to you, one day little Marcia Clark got up and she said, "Oh, this is getting so tiresome." And she says to the judge in front of this filled courtroom, "Wouldn't it be nice if we had a Talmudic law here?" Do you know what Talmudic law means? No jury. Somebody sets himself up as God, listen to these lying SOB lawyers, and makes a decision. And they will always rule with the Kahila. Know it. And I want you to keep this in mind, David, when talking to your friend. Sometimes I think you'd be better off to go into court and require that they present you with a lawyer. And then you can be as difficult as you want. But I don't want anybody in this room thinking you can walk into a courtroom and you can go up there with your flag, like David Miller says, and win. Ron Carlson just got thrown into jail, and that's our own friend, our own person in Hawaii. Dr. Carlson ended up in jail. And now he's had to pay a big bond. He did get out. Now he's got to go grovel before these idiots. It is not worth it. So I know Ray will come back, or David Miller, or Bob James, anybody who believes in this, because it's the right way does not mean that it will sell. So why would we even tinker with it? Why will I have wasted your time? Because one of these days you're going to set up new governments, new courts, a new judicial system, a new method based on righteousness. And I don't mean religion, righteousness. I mean on justice. And somebody's got to do it. We cannot do it all. Somebody has to learn and know the just way. And then when you start new, you start that way. And you base your civilization on rightness. Never mind your gods and idols. You just get right with God. That's all you need. But if you get right with God and then the next morning you throw it off, you know, for the next 2 hours, I'm not going to be right with God because I've got to make this business deal. Usually it's, I've got to make this deal with a judge. Oh, well, we'll plea bargain. Oh, now, isn't that a good one? Plea bargain. In other words, I will lie to you and agree that I did something I didn't do to cover up something else I probably didn't do. So the judge will only give me 20 years instead of 40. What you do is try to stay out of their system. But you don't drop out of their system. You have to live in the system. Doesn't mean you have to become them. And I'm not always saying that plea bargaining isn't a good idea on your side, especially if they have enough evidence. And remember, the protocol says get enough witnesses until we get control of the courts. As judges, they've got both. You have to use wisdom because you are now in this country, in a world of complete la-la landness. You try to work with reason. They are working with force and confusion. And they'll get you if they can. So you keep a low profile. You don't do anything to cause them to get you. And any of you waiting for that rapture and just want to come and visit old Hatton occasionally, oh, well, you go right ahead. But I wouldn't step on that thing that's going to blow you up there to the clouds. You'll know if you need to be up there. Go ahead and read. I interrupt my own interruptions. Just don't anybody else.
Backing up half a sentence. You have hogtied yourselves. You have a Kahal as government and Kahilas as controllers. It will and has taken an act of God to even give you one more tiny chance to help your nation, and even then it will be disastrous in the unfolding. And no, I will not speak on these things simply to salve your inquiring minds of curiosity with little intent of action to do anything in action. Knowing it may well set you free, but it isn't going to do anything for the world of nearly 8 billion people if you don't share what you know and stop the insanity afoot all around you. And if you local people don't yet know some truth, you aren't apt to learn in time, are you? Moreover, if you do not know your enemy, you are not into your lessons. Do we need more volume out there?
Yes.
Did that help any?
Yes.
Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Did anybody have trouble hearing me?
No.
But you don't like the turnout of your enemy? Oh, golly gee whiz, didn't anyone tell you Lucifer was the bright and morning star, the most shrewd prankster around anywhere? Boy, he trained his team well, didn't he? All they have to do is call you narrow of mind and anti-something, and you are withdrawn for the rest of your lives. What is wrong with you? You are the miracle of God's creation at its very, very best, and the adversary is the very worst of the things of humanity, and you act as if you are somehow helpless. How can that be? You have everything you could use to present perfection and total prevalence above evil. And you are the ones who hide from the sniveling liars and cheats. You insult God and you insult the creation. And I will not lie to soothe your feelings nor lie to make anyone feel better. I am sent to contain your enemy and prepare the way. I intend to do it. And I prefer that my helpers not be distracted by your indecisions. You who want to be perfect, who want perfect ecstasy, do so. And pray very hard that the bomb hits while you are there, so you ascend without waking up. But you know what? You will get that soul to the other side if it is not totally dispersed by certain kinds of destruction, and there you will be finally knowing truth, and it won't be what you thought. You will be praying to go back to where you can do it right this time. But what of the souls of your enemy, those against God Creator and Christed Pathway? Never mind your enemy. That is between himself and God, remember? There are two kinds of humanoids, the human and the human, higher universal man. Both are spiritual and manifest physical. Both have ability to reason and choose. Human will choose negative and physical orientation. Human will evaluate, enjoy the physical things, but focus on his higher goals and realizations in humane ways of interchange. Popping off the humans will only merit the human becoming one with that adversary. Once upon the human track, the enemy has no power to pop off any of God's property. Further, at every turn there will be choosing to be done, quitting or proceeding to be considered, wisdom or foolishness to confront, and always there is God to reflect. You cannot believe in God because you have made God in your image, while you misunderstand that you are made in God's image. light. When you extinguish that wondrous light, you have extinguished self. You can move out and even touch that reflected and glorious light of God, but as humanoid beings, you have to come back into the manifest, which leaves you quite desperate to find the way back. However, accomplishment of physical nature and growth is why you are on a planet in manifest physicalness. You have been there and done that, so why can't you do your job as established here? These are the things you come to hear, and these are the things upon which I prefer to address. Meanwhile, however, we are left with a world in chaos, which we have allowed to happen. And yes, I say we, for we have not interfered, nor shall we. We will intervene when both invited and you have done your homework, human. The creeps of the humanoid experience have certainly done theirs. I guess I have to remind you that Ms. Teuton has the Institute and your assets tied up. What have you done about that? All our people can do is appeal, which in Nevada ties things up for another 3 to 5 years. So be it. You can't get at anything, gold or otherwise. Speaking of gold, it always necessitates responding to the status, now over 5 years, of the Overton gold. Wow, what fun and games. A judge in Texas ordered the judge Gamble in Nevada to send the gold to his court in Texas. But Nevada hasn't done it. Meanwhile, it has been necessary to make an appeal to Nevada Supreme Court for hearing on disposition. This can take 3 to 5 years also, because Nevada has no appeals court, and everything appealed goes to the Supreme Court, who are at war among themselves, and nothing is getting done. Besides, the Supreme Court has twice ruled on this and told Gamble to follow his own orders and give that gold to the owners, and the owners are the Phoenix Institute. Mr. Horton, Teuton's and Green's attorney, along with George Abbott, tells the Texas attorney on their side that they will never give up that gold if it takes forever. My, confident, aren't they? Well, they should be, for there is always something else a shrewd crook can do to postpone the inevitable. Is this for Teuton, Green, or other suers? No. It is for payment of attorney legal fees. They still use John Schreffer as a player. If you think this is outrageous, look at Washington. And yet I am here to tell you again, do not, unless you want to go to jail, try to base your whole case on common law or David Miller. Both are valid, and both or either will end you up imprisoned. Ask Dr. Ron Carlson. The point, people, is not to let anyone ruin any portion of the lockdown the evil buggers have on you. To you struggling along as a couple here in this miserable system, yes, I do have advice.
This is for ears around this place to hear.
Stop fighting, for the more you struggle, the more the enemy struggles. Love and enjoy to the very fullest your opportunities with the children, and adore and cherish the one coming, while allowing the others to stop being pulled and shoved in every direction. You will win, but not by fighting. The adult players in this game need rest as well, and to share some beauty and loving time, not constant unrest. There is great physical complications possible, and you must confront it.
This is serious. Listen.
Watch water retention and blood pressure, and if both are problems, get off your feet and get to a hospital for close follow-up. Please realize that preeclampsia often presents at least a third of the time in labor at delivery. Eclampsia is rare, but most often fatal. Do not push the river. Be prepared for some possible problems with delivery, so do not put anyone in jeopardy, especially the mother. Get to medical emergency facilities, so if there is difficulty, there is assistance for both mother and child. You to whom I speak know that there have been problems before, and so be prepared, well prepared. Those who assist in emergency cases are fine, but when not in emergency status and a life is jeopardized or lost, it is classified as murder, and around these parts there is nothing more desirable from your enemies than exactly that joyous possibility to use against you. Besides, I repeat, the mother needs rest. Remember, gentle as a dove and shrewd as a fox. Now, please know that whatever you have been learning and seems to not have worthy outcome, forget it as to wasted time. We need you to help base a system which will be upon which right and law can be the foundation in truth and justice. You're not wasting time. You are building a future in both expectation and service. Just dreams, dear ones, I do not dream, I create. To create, however, we must know what it is we create. Here we again suggest wisdom. Know your friend and keep him close. Know your enemy better and keep him even closer. You do not become your enemy to behold and know your enemy. My promise unto you is that if you remain constant in my light, I will show you the way, for I am the way shower, the Kohen, and the way. I know who I am. Who are you? And before you answer, let me remind you that if you respond, quote, your hands and feet, sir, you are greatly blessed. Aton.
Thank you. It's been so long since we've sat and visited that I feel almost as if I should open the floor. I can go through some things that all of you need to hear. Valerie is trying to contain her grief and get her balance. She has lost a child this week, a daughter. And the child was in a coma for quite a while. This should be joyful, because there was opportunity for the child to confront all facets. All facets. What is my duty over here? What is my duty over here? And finally, a choice sometimes is made without your permission. But it's fine, Valerie. It is truly fine. It is fine. Rick, to Rick, I'm going to send Zita back. She doesn't come visit Rick. She comes and visits Dorma, and she is in my face all the time about Rick. And she is absolutely exquisite, son. She's beautiful. She is what she was at maybe 30.